and welcome to Inside Secrets, the behind-the-scenes video blog all about the hit series Secrets of New York. And I'm host, and I'm not host. Amy, I'm not host.
Well, you are the host,
I'm
actually,
the host,
for this
I'm
blog.
The host. I'm the host for this blog. However, I'm the producer-director of Secrets of New York, the series. And today I'm here with host and producer of New York 360. Amy, get closer.
Oh, very close to
there we go.
Today.
Yes, this is where we're squeezing into our space here. But today we wanted to talk to you about how the stories come together for our shows. And I'm sure Secrets of New York fans, of course, know New York 360, which is sort of like, in a way, the secrets of the entertainment world of New York City, right?
Would you say that? We're uncovering everything that's, you know, hot, all the people that you want to know about who make the trends happen. So while it's different than Secrets of New York, it's kind of the same.
Right. I mean, in many ways, I think a lot of people ask me, how do you come up with ideas for the episodes? And oftentimes, anyway, in my case, I'll be like, oh, well, it's pretty easy. Because you walk down the streets of New York and you go, there's a whole bunch of skyscrapers. Let's tell the story of the skyscrapers in New York City. However, as you know, there are a lot of them. And usually the way we decide what to talk about is we research all of them and then we see what kind of access we have to locations. And I take it it's very similar to what you go through as far as access is concerned, right?
Well, yeah, access. I mean, the way we find stories is I just read everything. I'll read every newspaper, every magazine. I'm constantly on the internet. I'm like an information news junkie. So I live and breathe that. But access is so important because I can think that it's the greatest story in the world, but if I can't get to them, to the person or to the location, it doesn't happen.
Usually, there's no access to the public to some of these Secrets of New York locations, as you all know. And in your case, Amy, like, what was a big coup for you, or what was something that you got into that was really exciting for you?
Well, I have to say, when we first started the show, no one knew who we were. It was just me, myself, and I doing the show, and we got to the Martha Stewart show.
And this show is big.
Let me tell you, when you're in your first season and you've done about three episodes, you know, in the whole series, and you get to be on Martha Stewart's set, that was a thrill for me.
I think for us too. I think when we first started the show, people were not really aware of what it was, and once they got a chance to see it and sort of the audience base that we created and kind of like the cool stories that we were telling, more and more people would actually approach us and want to be in the show, which made it easier. So some of the later episodes, probably for you as well,
right?
You know, we had more access to different locations that we normally wouldn't have.
Yes, you know, you get dozens of emails a day of people wanting you to check out, you know, the latest. We just got an email about going to a new country club in Long Island City with, you know, tennis and spa, and I was like, okay, we'll be coming there when the weather's warm. But, you know, back in the day, we didn't have offers like that, so we kind of had to, you know, pound the pavement, so to speak, and try and get people to give us access to things like that.
Maybe one day we'll do a Secrets of New York meets New York 360, and try to get underground some of your locations and see what's in there. You know, what are the deep, dark, hidden secrets of a country club? Maybe we don't want to know.
No, but I think that's really cool, like the inner workings of how a place works, you know, like a hot spot. But just like go in and see like the secrets of how this hot spot works.
Hey, maybe there's a new show that's born, Amy. What do you think?
There we go, right? Secrets of 360.
Hey, I like that. Well, thank you so much, Amy Palmer, for joining me. And thank you all for watching the video blog. And continue to watch our shows.
That's right.